初三英语练习听力部分 Part 1 Listening Comprehension A. Listen and choose the right picture. 根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片读两遍 Number 1 Cormorants can stay underwater for up to 5 minutes.
Cormorants can stay underwater for up to 5 minutes.
Number 2. Young people should learn how to care for the old people.
Young people should learn how to care for the old people.
Number 3. A huge wooden horse stood outside the main gates of the city.
A huge wooden horse stood outside the main gates of the city.
Number 4. Mabel Wong needs some office products for her company.
Mabel Wong needs some office products for her company.
Number 5. Alice practices playing the piano before she goes to bed every day.
Alice practices playing the piano before she goes to bed every day.
B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the right answer to the question you hear. 根据你听到的对话和问题选出最恰当的答案读两遍。Number 6. John, you know what's up to Alice? I haven't seen her for days.
She is sick. Mike, Ben, and I paid her a visit on Wednesday.
Question. Who is sick? John, you know what's up to Alice. I haven't seen her for days.
She is sick. Mike, Ben, and I paid her a visit on Wednesday.
Question. Who is sick?Number 7. This kind of U-discs was $15 a week ago.
Mm-hmm. But the price has gone up by 80 cents.
Okay, I still need one. Question. How much does a U-disc cost now? This kind of U-discs was $15 a week ago.
Mm-hmm. But the price has gone up by 80 cents.
Okay, I still need one. Question. How much does a U-disc cost now? Number 8. Good evening. My name is Betty. I booked a cupboard 2 weeks ago.
Please wait a moment. Let me check it for you.Is it a white and black one?
That's right. Question. Where are the two speakers? Good evening. My name is Betty. I booked a cupboard 2 weeks ago.
Please wait a moment. Let me check it for you. Is it a white and black one?
That's right. Question. Where are the two speakers?Number 9. Where did you go during the winter holidays?
Well, I went to Harbin. What about you?
I didn't go anywhere. I just stayed at home and did my homework. Question. What are they talking about? Where did you go during the winter holidays?
Well, I went to Harbin. What about you?
I didn't go anywhere. I just stayed at home and did my homework. Question. What are they talking about? Number 10.
Where is Jen? We waited for her for 20 minutes.
Don't be angry. I think she must be on the way.
Doesn't she know the time?
She knows, but I'll call her now. Question. What can we learn from the dialogue?
Where is Jen? We waited for her for 20 minutes.
Don't be angry. I think she must be on the way.
Doesn't she know the time?
She knows, but I'll call her now. Question. What can we learn from the dialogue? C. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false. 判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。读两遍。Mark had a pet bird named Billy. He liked to let Billy out of its cage, and it was free to walk around the house, and the bird never got into trouble. One day, Mark let Billy out of its cage as usual.Suddenly, Billy flew out of the window. Billy will turn up when it gets hungry, Mark thought. On the other hand, what if Billy gets caught and eaten by a dog or a cat? Or what if it gets too cold outside? What if it can't find any food?It might die of hunger. Mark did his best to find Billy over the next 2 days, but he had no luck. Mark knew something terrible must have happened to Billy because it didn't come home. Then a phone call took Mark by surprise. The person on the phone asked,Is this Mark? I think I have your bird. No way, really? Mark shouted in surprise. Then he asked, How did you know my phone number? The caller said, Your bird gave me the number. It keeps saying, Hello, you have called 243-78-55. This is Mark. Please leave a message. So I know that this is your bird. Then Mark remembered that Billy's cage was next to the answering machine.
Mark had a pet bird named Billy. He liked to let Billy out of his cage. And it was free to walk around the house, and the bird never got into trouble. One day, Mark let Billy out of his cage as usual. Suddenly, Billy flew out of the window. Billy will turn up when it gets hungry, Mark thought. On the other hand, what if Billy gets caught and eaten by a dog or a cat?Or what if it gets too cold outside? What if it can't find any food? It might die of hunger. Mark did his best to find Billy over the next 2 days. But he had no luck. Mark knew something terrible must have happened to Billy because it didn't come home. Then a phone call took Mark by surprise.The person on the phone asked, Is this Mark? I think I have your bird. No way, really? Mark shouted in surprise. Then he asked, How did you know my phone number? The caller said, Your bird gave me the number. It keeps saying, Hello, you have called 243 7855. This is Mark. Please leave a message. So I know that this is your bird. Then Mark remembered that Billy's cage was next to the answering machine.
D. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences. 听短文，完成下列内容，每空格限填一词，读两遍。There is a magic bank account. Every day, $86,400 is put into it. The magic bank doesn't keep the money forever, though. In fact, we will lose all the money if we don't spend it within that day. So, we'd better spend it all and make full use of each dollar. All of us have a bank like this. We can get time instead of money from it every day. Each morning, we have 86,400 seconds to spend. But at the end of the day, those seconds are lost, and a new day begins. What is left doesn't carry over to the next day. We can't use more time than we are given. Each day, our account starts fresh. That's why we have to make every day count. Do something fun, do something difficult, do something that can surprise ourselves. Do something kind. The important thing is to realize how important and precious our time is. One day, we will reach the end of our life and we don't have any life left to spend at all. When we look back at our life then, how will we want to remember it? Don't wait until our bank closes for good. Spend our time wisely, and we will live a more enjoyable life.
There is a magic bank account. Every day, $86,400 is put into it. The magic bank doesn't keep the money forever, though. In fact, we'll lose all the money if we don't spend it within that day. So, we'd better spend it all and make full use of each dollar. All of us have a bank like this. We can get time instead of money from it every day. Each morning, we have 86,400 seconds to spend. But at the end of the day, those seconds are lost, and a new day begins. What is left doesn't carry over to the next day. We can't use more time than we are given. Each day, our account starts fresh. That's why we have to make every day count. Do something fun, do something difficult, do something that can surprise ourselves, do something kind. The important thing is to realize how important and precious our time is. One day, we'll reach the end of our life and we won't have any time left to spend at all. When we look back at our life then, how will we want to remember it? Don't wait until our bank closes for good. Spend our time wisely and we'll live a more enjoyable life.
听力部分到此结束。